Welcome to an evening of information and music as we gather to honor the earth.
America is at war.
America has been at war with our Mother Earth since its founding.
Our mother, the giver of all life, is not mentioned in the Constitution and is not protected by the Bill of Rights.
Her only protection comes from those who stand to defend her.
Those who honor the earth.
Crazy horse. We hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk away. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars?
We, the indigenous peoples of the Americas, have stood to protect the earth throughout history, and the tragic results are woven into the fabric of America.
Over 2,000 tribal nations have become extinct in the quest for land, natural resources, and energy. Industrial society has only existed for a fraction of the Earth's life.
But already the Earth's ability to sustain life is being called into question.
More species have been destroyed in the last 200 years than throughout all of human history.
75% of the world's fisheries are overexploited or in a state of collapse. The world's fish and the ecosystems that they are a part of are on the eve of extinction.
Between 1990 and 2000, North America lost at least 30 million acres of forest.
Only one-fifth of the world's ancient forests remain standing, and we are losing our forests at a rate of over 76,000 acres per day. In the last 30 years, America has produced more than 70,000 metric tons of high-level nuclear waste, the most deadly substance known to humankind.
Our elders have taught us that we are not separate from the earth. What we do to the earth, we do to ourselves and future generations.
Today, our tribal nations control only 4% of our original land base, yet our lands remain the last domestic frontier for America's war on the earth.
From the Cree of the North to the Zuni people of the South, indigenous peoples' lands across the Western Hemisphere are under attack by corporations and the United States government for timber, oil, coal, uranium, and to serve as dumping grounds for America's waste. The United States is the largest energy market in the world. America's energy policy is based on having the military power to go anywhere in the world and extract anything we need. The ancestral homelands of the Gwech'in peoples of the Arctic Village in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge are being attacked for what would amount to a 6-month supply of oil.
America plans to destroy one of the last sustainable native ecosystems in North America, referred to as America's Serengeti, home to over 120,000 porcupine caribou and 7,000 Gwech'in peoples. DM&E, the largest railroad construction project in the last 100 years, often referred to as a bridge back to the 19th century, will take coal mined from the lands of the Crow and Northern Cheyenne in Montana across the lands of the Lakota and Dakota peoples to bring power to coal-fired plants in the east, resulting in the destruction of native land and an increase in global warming.
Every single proposal in North America for a high-level nuclear waste dump targets native land. The Western Shoshone Nation of Nevada is fighting to stop their sacred Yucca Mountain from becoming a radioactive burial ground for our country's nuclear waste. Over 100 stocks of salmon have already become extinct. 89 more are endangered because of mega dams on the traditional fishing rivers of the Yakima, Nez Perce, Umatilla, and Klamath peoples. Over 3 million acres of Cree lands have already been flooded in Canada.
The salmon, the buffalo, the elk, the deer, and the eagle are our brothers and sisters. When they are attacked, our way of life is attacked. These struggles are at the heart of Native America. They are struggles at the heart of Honor the Earth as we work for environmental and energy justice.
The U.S. military spends more money in one day than George Bush proposes to spend on the entire budget to develop that much publicized hydrogen car, the most promising replacement to the combustion engine. The Bush administration is opposing environmental laws and slashing funding for environmental protection and dismantling the development of alternative fuels and energy conservation.
In effect, declaring war on the earth. We are doing more than crying. Honor the Earth is resisting, organizing, and standing in solidarity with indigenous communities who are standing up for their lands and the earth. We are reaching out to allies like you who will take action to support Native communities on the front lines of environmental protection. People who will stand up and honor the earth. We raise critically needed money to support Native groups defending the earth we all share. Over the past decade, Honor the Earth has given away more than $840,000 to over 100 Native groups across North America. The Honor the Earth Energy Justice Initiative links groups resisting energy exploitation with groups developing positive energy solutions. Did you know that there is enough wind on Native lands to supply more than half of America's energy needs? On 12 reservations in North and South Dakota alone, the wind blows so strong, there is enough power to provide 41% of America's electricity.
Did you know the sun that strikes America's highways every year has more energy than all the fossil fuels consumed by the entire world? Just as Native communities are at the heart of struggles to defend the earth, we are in the forefront of implementing sustainable energy solutions.
The first commercial wind turbine in Native North America is now operating on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota. And tribes from Washington to Florida are developing wind and solar power on their lands. Honor the Earth is supporting tribal communities and groups like the Hopi Foundation to install solar panels on Hogans on the Hopi Reservation.
KILI Radio, the voice of the Lakota Nation, to develop a wind turbine to power their 100,000-watt station. White Earth Land Recovery Project to transform its one wind turbine into a wind farm that can export power.
We have power.
Please join us. Together, we can create a safe energy future.
A future based on peace and justice for the coming generations.
Be a voice for the earth.
Honor the earth.
Crazy horse.